You are now tuned into the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth, only on the QC Amplified Network, the place where real people tell real stories through real conversation. Be sure to visit the website QCAmplified.com, where you can watch and listen to more from the network. But right now, let's get into it. All right, this is the Charlotte Business Podcast Booth. I'm CJ Williams. We are at Charlotte Business Owners Networking event right here in Uptown Charlotte. Be sure to check us out wherever you get your podcasts and, of course, on YouTube as well. This interview is brought to you by Podcast Titans, where they specialize in helping you plan, produce, publish your podcast, everything dealing with video podcasts. Visit PodcastTitans.com. Right now I'm joined by Miss Brittany. She's in the business of dealing houses.
Well, helping people save them.
Helping people save houses. Because you're an investor, right?
Yes.
All right. What are you doing here?
I'm just here networking and just trying to get my brand out there. So I'm a former speech language pathologist turned full-time real estate investor. And so with that, I specialize in probate, tax liens, foreclosure, pre-foreclosure, divorce, bankruptcy, just really any type of distressing situation. So I'm looking just for that average person who just might need my services. And with those services, I work with you to see if I can help you stay in the home or the best way to offload it.
Speech pathologist turn. You still do that?
No.
Just all real estate now?
Yeah, I left public education 2 years ago.
Okay. Did you go the real estate license route or did you just...
So I got my real estate license the same summer that I completed my master's in speech pathology. So I do have a license, but you actually do not need the license. I just needed to sell and list when I'm on the buyer client in the listing side, but you do not need to you don't need it to be an investor.
So you said you specialize in distress.
Yes, distress.
Why did you choose that route?
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm making a difference and that I'm changing our community. And so particularly in the marginalized black community, minorities, we are in estate planning. And, you know, we're taught home ownership and we're taught all about buying properties, but we're not taught how to protect those assets. And unfortunately, we do find ourselves faced with probate, tax liens.
Big mama died, nobody knows what to do.
Big mama dies and you don't realize you have to pay that mortgage while you're still going through that probate process, but you don't understand if you had a trust that you could protect it.
Do you help people with that or you just get them out of the situation altogether?
I help them with it. So I partner with attorneys and other professionals and we work together. Sometimes it may look like me purchasing the property. Sometimes it can be me helping you navigate the process. Just figuring out the best way for the property to be offloaded or to help you stay in it.
Okay. So when we talk about distress and properties and things like that, so you probably make a lot more of your money during recessions? Is that what I'm guessing? Like when people fall upon hard times, like foreclosures and people in foreclosures are high, is that how it works for you?
Yeah, unfortunately, that is a good time for real estate investors. But again, it's not always about me making that purchase, but sometimes it's me working with the lender, working with the homeowners. A lot of times people don't realize that there are options. But what I'm finding, I think a lot of us are like this in life. We think if we ignore something, it's going to go away. Yeah. So unfortunately, I meet a lot of people at the ninth hour. But once you know that you're not making those payments and you're not going to be able to, it's better for you to go ahead and contact someone like myself.
So what's your biggest challenge as you're trying to build your business?
When I'm trying to build my business, my biggest challenge, just making sure that I'm getting my name out there, as I grow, just, you know, the hiring, just like the normal growing pains, you know, just making sure that I'm, you know, able to keep up, like managing things appropriately, getting my brand out there. And
so do you have a team or is it just you?
Well, right now it's mostly just me. I do have a business partner.
Okay. So with a business partner, do you guys have different roles in the business?
Yeah, we do have different roles, but we typically work together to make sure that we agree on whatever the deal is that we're working
on. So what's your role?
My role? I'm the CEO.
So you make all the...
you drive the ship.
Yeah, for the most part, I find the deals.
What do you enjoy most about it?
So I always knew as a child that I had a heart for helping others. And I just really love how I am doing something I actually love now for a living, but I'm also helping others. So I felt like, you know, working in education while I was helping others, it just wasn't fulfilling to me, like just with the politics of it and everything. But like now here in real estate, I still get to change people's lives and feel fulfilled while making a living.
So what's been your best method, or how have you, what's people find you? How are people finding you?
So your network is your net worth. So you'd be surprised just coming to events when you go to the same events and we were just out and about. I know people think it's a lot about social media, not knocking it. It definitely is. But just like just going to networking, talking to people, working those rooms.
A real genuine face-to-face connection.
Yeah, because when you're dealing with people in distress, you know, of course, we know there's cold calling. We know there's Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn. But just with me, people need to meet you and to be able to see and know your heart.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Social media, like, do you have a presence there? Is it helping you?
It is. It's something I'm still building. So I am at Britt Buys Property, and that is on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And I'm BrittBuysProperty.com, and I'm Brittany Dinkins on LinkedIn. So I am on all of the social media platforms.
What's your how long you been actually doing the investing thing?
So I grew up in real estate investing. So my maternal grandparents had a portfolio, and my dad actually owned Dinkins and Associates Realty. He was a broker in charge, and he also did fixes and flips and did investing. So really all my life.
Was that here?
Well, that's in Columbia, South Carolina, where I'm from, but 2 years full time on my own.
So you still call dad for help?
So my dad unfortunately passed away, and that makes me really sad. He passed away in 2005, and I just really wish sometimes he was here so I could get that knowledge.
So who do you lean on?
So I have a mentor, and she's been amazing. Her name's Erica Simpson, so she's really helped me get on the map with my real estate.
Okay. So what's your goals for 2026?
What is my goal? To just keep pushing, you know, change more lives. That's it.
One more time, look in the camera and tell people how they can find you.
Again, you can find me on my Instagram at Britt Buys Property, and that is also the same for TikTok and Facebook, again, at Britt Buys Property. So please make sure to go out and give me a follow. And then if you're in Metro Charlotte, I'm usually at all of the major networking events.
Brittany.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Good job.